around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Ray Ann Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevi. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer, speaking to you from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University as the Versailles Tigers shoot for the state championship in Girls Division III, taking on Gilmore Academy. It promises to be an outstanding game here this afternoon. Versailles, fresh off a drubbing of its opponent yesterday, Eastern, in the state semifinal, 58-34 Tigers. Meanwhile, Gilmore Academy was knocking off Afrocentric by a final count of 65-54. Gilmore Academy trailed for 2.5 to 3 quarters in that game, rallied in the fourth to beat Afrocentric. Should be a fine game, high-scoring tilt, probably two very good Girls Division III teams here today. Of course, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are representing Versailles High School. We're pulling hard for the Tigers, given the fact that our other Tigers entry, Jackson Center, was beaten in the D4 state semi. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star. U.S. Bank, with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, our pregame underwriting sponsor, south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. In Rushik, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the basketball tournament. Gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Gilmore Academy comes into this game as a very potent opponent for the Versailles Tigers. Gilmore Academy, 23-5 on the year, and it should be stiff opposition for the Versailles Tigers. I'm joined here at courtside at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University by Roger McElDowney, Versailles High School principal, the father of junior Cammy McElDowney on this state Versailles Tigers basketball team, hopefully state champion Versailles Tigers basketball team. Roger was the head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers back in 1995 when his club in girls Division IV went 28-0 and won the state championship. Roger, a pleasure to have you along with us here before the start of this game today. What is going through the mind of head coach Jackie Stonebreaker right now? You've been there. It was years ago. Maybe things have changed. But you played back-to-back days, winning the state semi on a Friday, state championship game on a Saturday, and Jackie Stonebreaker's Versailles Tigers have got to do the same thing. What's going on?
Well, I'm sure that she's a little nervous right now. She's had some time to prepare, not a whole lot of time, to look at some film over the last day and prepare for this Gilmore Academy team. Obviously, you'd like to have more time than what you have to really put in a game plan, but you know, sometimes you just got to hope that you prepared your kids well enough throughout the season that they can handle all different kinds of things, and I think playing in our conference has done that for her, and they're really just going to have to go out and play basketball today.
A shoot-around, a walk-through on Saturday early before the state championship game after the Friday state semifinal. Is that what happens?
Yeah. You know, she it's not her first rodeo, so and her staff's been here quite a bit, so they kind of have this routine down. They actually had a shoot-around at Capitol both yesterday and today.
Okay.
They got the chance to look at the tape last night and put the game plan in today at Capitol.
You say the game plan for Gilmore Academy, it's got to be an awful good one. You and I were talking offline before the webcast began that this is without a doubt the toughest opposition for Versailles all year long.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, they're loaded. They have a big girl inside. They got a D1 guard that hit, I don't know, six threes yesterday. So they got the inside, outside. We're going to be having to be on our game today. But, you know, you get to this point, anything's possible. Our kids know that. They've been here before. And they're going to have to play well, but I think they can.
As principal at Versailles, you see the Versailles Lady Tigers day in, day out. In the hallway, in class, practices, games. It is remarkable to me the chemistry on this club. These ladies for Versailles play like they've got eyes in the backs of their heads. It's so remarkable, and it's impossible to get this far in the state tournament unless you've got tremendous teamwork, and head coach Jackie Stonebreaker's team has just that.
Jackie does a great job of building team chemistry. She plays a lot of girls, which keeps them all into it and making them feel a part of it. And they all have their talents, their special things that they do. She gets them in the right situations, and they come through. And, you know, a lot, they've been here before. They're used to success. So, I just think that builds on.
You know, yesterday in the state semifinal victory, Cammy Ording entered the game. Right away, she was fouled. Can't remember if it was the 1-on-1 or double bonus. She strolled to the line and buried two right away. Claire Schmidtmeyer enters the game. Soon thereafter, she is fouled, walks up to the free throw line, and buries them both. Everybody on this Versailles team answers the bell.
Yeah, those are two seniors that, you know, probably don't get as many minutes as maybe they would like,
right.
But they know when they get their opportunity, they need to step up and get it done, and that's what they did yesterday. And they both had some great moments throughout the season and continued yesterday.
You mentioned the inside strength of Gilmore Academy. The player we're talking about specifically is Naz Hillman. Emily Kelly, outstanding three-point shooter. Yep, she dropped in six in 11 attempts yesterday in beating Afrocentric. Versailles Tigers have their own inside-outside game, too.
Yes, they do. I'm glad I don't have to worry about trying to stop those girls anymore. But, yeah, we do. We have some good players inside, and both Ording and Winter really played well yesterday. They've been coming on in the tournament. You know, and Watchering got us off to a great start yesterday, hitting some threes, and Cammy knocked down a few as well. So, you know, we got some girls that can do some things inside and outside as well.
I understand Cammy was a bit under the weather yesterday, doing better today for the state championship
game?
Yeah,
she's doing much better. Yesterday wasn't a real fun day for us, but we got enough fluids in her that she was able to answer the bell, and I was proud of what she was able to do yesterday, and she's feeling much better today, so she's going to have to because they're pretty good.
This is Jack Kramer with Roger McElnatty, principal at Versailles High School, who was the head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers when Jackson won the state championship in girls basketball in 1995, recalling that year, if you can, Roger.
You saying I'm too old there? I can't remember back that far, Jack, or what?
Oh, I couldn't remember.
That was a long time ago, I'll have to admit.
I did about 4 hours of research to finally come up with the year and who you played. My memory's failed me big time.
Yeah.
But you beat Danville, the number one team ranked in the state, 36-35. And then you defeated East Canton, the number four team in the state, in overtime, 77-68. Your Tigers were ranked fifth in the state in 1995. Julia Regula, 13 points a game, second team All-Ohio. You had nobody else, first, second, third team, or honorable mention. Did you suit up and play for that team?
We probably wouldn't have won it if I would have suited up. But that was just a great team, and team it was.
Uh-huh.
Not that many standout. I mean, Regula was good. We had some other girls that could play, but they just played so well as a team.
Yeah.
And I coached a long time, and I never had a team that played defense like that group did.
Wow.
And we played at 94 feet, and you know, I remember that game against Danville was just a war. It was a knockdown, drag out, and we hit a bucket late in the game to win it. And then against East Canton, they came out, and they were fast and ran by our press early on. And we got down double figures a couple of times, but we just kept pressing them. I think we wore them down and ended up beating them in overtime. So, yeah, great, great memories.
Who had the ball at the end of regulation in the state championship game and wound up tied, winning OT? And who had the ball in the one-point win over Danville, 36-35, at the end of regulation?
Regula hit the game winner against Danville.
Wow.
And we had a shot at the buzzer. We actually had two. Amy Jenkins put one up on the baseline. Brandy Davis got a rebound and put it up, and it rolled off to send it into overtime. And I remember those girls coming, and they were kind of discouraged. I said, man, this is too great a game. We want to keep playing. And they just seized the moment in overtime, and we made a lot of free throws and wore them down, and it was a great finish for us.
Well, we mentioned Regula. You noted Amy Jenkins and Brandy Davis. A couple other players we might recall, Melody Mann, Tracy Schilling.
Yep, Christy Weaver, and Stacy Arnold played on that team as well. So
wow.
A lot of good girls.
Oh, great, great, great memories. Jackson Center Tigers won the state championship in 95. Head coach was Roger McEldowney, who's with us now. 6 years later, Jackson Center won it again. Versailles Tigers have had state championships as recently as 08 and just a couple years ago.
Yes, it was pretty exciting. My daughter Cammy, as a freshman, started at the point for them when they won it, and that was really a huge moment. When you coach and you experience something like that, you always hope that your kids get an opportunity to do that. And when she did that, that was pretty awesome. And I do have I got a freshman on the team this year too, Caitlin as well. So it's great to have both of them out here and watching them play.
And an opportunity for Cammy to produce state championship number two in her career here at Versailles. She's just a junior, has one more year after this one.
Yeah, she's had a good year. I'm proud of her, but, you know, it's been a real team effort. We got a great team that plays together, and hopefully, you know, we got a tall order ahead of us today, and hopefully we can finish it off.
I can remember vividly that 2008 state final four, Justine Ratterman in the two games, 44 points, 29 rebounds in the two games combined. Wow.
Justine was a phenomenal player. We could use her today.
Roger, thanks so
much.
Thank
you, Jack.
Thanks a lot for joining us here at Courtside. Roger McEldowney, principal at Versailles High School, father of Cammy McEldowney, junior guard on the Versailles Tigers. Roger has been through the state Final Four scene. He was the head coach of the Jackson Center girls in 95 when they won it all. Thanks for sharing some insight with us about how high school head coaches get ready on Final Four weekend for the state semi and the final.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure to go down memory lane, and those were some great times and ones you'll never forget, and that's really what it's all about.
And, Coach, go cheer your heart out with the rest of the Versailles fans.
Okay, thank you.
Roger McEldowney, the Versailles Tigers. We are about 8 minutes away from the opening tip-off here today between Versailles and Gilmore Academy. It's going to be one heck of a game, as you heard Mr. McEldowney say. The Versailles team has got to play its very best contest of the season. This, without question, is the toughest opponent for the Versailles Tigers here in the 16-17 campaign. Versailles coming in with a mark of 26-3, Gilmore Academy 23-5, And as we alluded a few minutes ago, a couple of names you'll hear a lot about from Gilmore Academy are Naz Hillman, 17 points a game, 13 rebounds, a 6'2" junior, and Emily Kelly, a 5'10" senior guard, 15 points a game, 91 of 189 on three-pointers this year. Versailles Lady Tigers will have their hands full. We do expect head coach Jackie Stonebreaker to start the same five that she has been opening games with lately. Rogers' daughter, Cammy McEldowney at guard, 15 points a game, a 5'7 junior, Camille Watron, 5'5 senior guard, Ellen Peters at a wing, a 5'8 junior, Elizabeth Ording, 8 points a game, a 5'11 sophomore, and Danielle Winter in the middle, 6'2 junior, 10 points per contest. The In-Between, located just south of Botkins, is our underwriting pregame sponsor. The In-Between, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Well, what a fantastic year it has been covering the Shelby County League, Sydney and Layman Catholic, plus Minster and Versailles in the Midwest Athletic Conference here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster and Layman made it to the football playoffs. Minster advanced all the way to the state final as the Midwest Athletic Conference in high school football excelled once again in 2016 in the postseason. And what an amazing story. The Jackson Center girls won the state title in girls D4 volleyball for the second straight year. Jackson Center also won a sectional, district, and regional titles 2 years straight in hoops and advanced to two straight Final Fours in basketball, only to lose a heartbreaker Thursday this week to Waterford on a buzzer beater. Those seven seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers are going to be missed by everyone, all of them. Played a big part in the state volleyball titles and the runs to the Final Four in girls basketball, and we wish them the very best in their futures. I'm talking about Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, and Kristen Ware. For scoresbroadcast.com, Chuck and I can honestly say those Jackson Center senior girls made covering volleyball and girls basketball so much fun and so exciting. How about the Rushi girls, led by seniors Maria Heron and Tiffany Hatcher? They won sectional and district titles. The fifth-ranked Minster girls, unbeaten in the Midwest Athletic Conference, advanced to the regional final and will be very strong again next year, as will Rushi and a young Fort Loramie girls team. We understand that preliminary counts are out with regard to the divisions in which schools would play next season, beginning in August with the 2017-18 school year, and the Minster girls may very well be in Division III and play in the Northwest District. We understand, too, that Berlin Highland, which about an hour and a half ago won the girls Division IV state championship over Waterford, will go from D4 to D3 next year, too. On the boys' side, how about Rushi, which won its fourth straight Shelby County League crown? The Anna boys were very impressive, posting two big tournament victories. The Jackson Center boys, behind their lone senior, Brady Wildermuth, had a wonderful season once again, winning a fifth sectional crown in 6 years. Fort Loramie, a superb campaign, with sectional and district titles. Anna and Fort Loramie quite possibly could be the two favorites in the Shelby County League next year, and they open the season against each other at Anna. Versailles, that boys' team, terrific campaign, 25-2 on the year for Versailles, ranked in the top 10 all season long in the state AP poll, accomplishing another outstanding campaign and should be very good again next season. And that brings us to today in the final chapter of the Versailles Tigers girls season, one win away from the 2017 state crown in girls Division III basketball. And as we've noted a couple times already, it's going to take the Tigers' very best performance of the year here against Gilmore Academy. We're about 2 or 3 minutes away from the opening tip-off and the start of this state championship game in girls Division III. Chuck McBee is in Florida. I'm courtside here at the Ohio State University Schottenstein Center with Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. And this is ScoresBroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We have just experienced the playing of our national anthem, and we're moments away from this girls Division III state championship game between Versailles and Gilmore Academy. Versailles Tigers have rolled right through tournament play with resounding triumphs en route, defeating Triad 86-16 in the sectional, Dayton Northridge 67-19 in the sectional. then taking down Miami East 68-36 in the district and Bethel Tate 72-21 in the district, and defeated Hamilton Baden by 14, 50-36 in the regional, and number one Summit Country Day 50-33 in the regional, and then blowing out Eastern 58-34 here yesterday in the state semifinal. Versailles Tigers simply have not been tested yet in the tournament. The closest game, a 14-pointer in the regional semifinal to Hamilton Baden. Tigers won that, as we noted, 50-36. Should be a very tightly played game today, mighty close, right down to the wire. Gilmore Academy is tall, extremely athletic, shoots the ball from the perimeter with excellence, gets it down inside, plays inside out, maybe not quite as deep as Versailles, but it's a team which is strong, potent, it's been through the wars, and it really was strutting its stuff yesterday in defeating Columbus Afrocentric. Afrocentric had a 9-point lead in that game early on third quarter. Gilmore Academy roared back, and from that point on, outscored Columbus Afrocentric by 20 over the last 15 and a half minutes of that other Division III state semifinal. Taking a quick look at that Gilmore Academy Columbus Afrocentric box score from yesterday, Emily Kelly, the rangy 5'10" long shooting guard, was 7 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 11 from three-point land. So she was only 1 of 4 inside the arc, 6 of 11 from the arc, 4 of 4 on free throws, 24 points for her. Naz Hillman, inside player, 6'2", 5 for 8 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the stripe, for a total of 16 points. 21 of 44 from the floor for Gilmore Academy, 11 of 24 from behind the line, as Gilmore Academy limited Columbus Afrocentric to 21 of 67 shooting, 5 of 16 from three-point territory for Afrocentric. Gilmore Academy with a terrific game yesterday in knocking off the powerhouse Afrocentric team. Meanwhile, an outstanding performance for the Versailles Tigers yesterday, too, as Versailles posted several young ladies in double figures. Camille Watron with maybe her best game of the entire season. Danielle Winter has played consistently well in double digits the last 3 weeks, as Camille dropped home 3 three-pointers in the opening quarter to pave the way for Versailles and lead the Tigers to a 14-11 lead after one. Camille had 5 of 8 shooting on the day, 3 of 5 from three-point land. And Danielle Winter in the post for the Versailles Tigers was 5 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. She also had 14. She and Camille paved the way with 14 each. Cammy McElnatty totaled 11. Elizabeth Ording, 11. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 players got 2 points each. Ellen Peters, Cammy Ording, Claire Schmidtmeyer, and Lindsay Winter all had 2 points in the 58-34 win over Winchester Eastern yesterday. We are going to take a very brief break. We'll return with the opening tip to start the game. A message from the Warren County, or I should say the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission coming up. And then it's basketball. It's Versailles against Gilmore Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Versailles Tigers, 26-3 versus Gilmore Academy, 24-5. Gilmore played in the Cuyahoga Falls District in the northeastern part of the state. Gilmore was ranked 10th in Ohio in the final girls Division IV AP poll. Versailles was number 6. This Gilmore Academy team suffered three losses during the regular season in the month of January. Then weathered the storm, came on strong. It played a very difficult schedule. In fact, Gilmore Academy played two Final Four Division I teams over the course of the season, Toledo Notre Dame and Mount Notre Dame, and a Division II state Final Four participant, which lost earlier today to Kettering Alder in the state championship. That is Hathaway Brown. And one Division IV team in Berlin Highland, which in the previous game here today at the Schottenstein Center, won the state in girls Division IV. So this Gilmore Academy team played a mighty stringent schedule, as we have just noted. Senior Emily Kelly for Gilmore Academy is Ohio's all-time leader, boys and girls, in three-point made field goals. She holds the record for the most made in a single season. Versailles Tigers in the road black, white numbers outlined in orange. Gilmore Academy in the home white with blue numerals and blue piping down the sides of the shorts. Big Versailles contingent across the way behind the Tigers bench. Opening five is as follows. Cammy McEldowney, 5'7 junior, 15 points a game for Versailles, 46% three-point shooter. Camille Watron, 5'5 senior, averaging 6 points a game. Ellen Peters at a wing, 5'8 junior, 3 points a game. Elizabeth Ording, who shoots from the floor at a 60% clip, 5'11 sophomore, 8 per contest. Danielle Winter in the middle, 50% field goal shooter, 6'2 junior, 10 points per outing. Versailles scores 59 a game, gives up 34. And Gilmore Academy scores 65 a game, gives up 50. Naz Hillman, 6'2 junior at the post for Gilmore Academy, which wins the opening tip. It goes into backcourt. Versailles steals it, though. It's taken by Elizabeth Ording. She drives down the floor, up with a left-hander near the rim. Deflected by Gilmore, goes out of bounds, off Versailles. Good block on the interior by Naz Hillman, the 6'2 junior center for Gilmore Academy. Sarah Bunn also starts, a 5'7 junior, 8 points a game. Emily Kelly, 5'10 senior, 15 a game at guard. Annika Corcoran, 5'6 sophomore guard out front, along with Sydney Diedrich, 6 points a game, a 5'11 senior. Here's a pass by Gilmore down inside of the post player. Turnaround J by Hillsman, 6-footer. No good. It bounced off the flange. Versailles got a hand on it below the rim. It rolled out of bounds over the end line to Gilmore Academy. Naz Hillman, who wears double zero, got a very good-looking shot from point-blank range. She missed it. She won't miss that one often today. Gilmore inbounds in the left corner. It goes to Kelly. Kelly out high to Bond. Hillman now posting up 16 feet out. Danielle Winter on her back. Left side of the floor. It's thrown to Diedrich. Diedrich roams out high, gives it up to Kelly. Kelly from long range, chucks up a three, 26-footer. It hit the heel. Rebound down to Watron. Ahead to Elizabeth Ording. Low on the left for Versailles. She's bothered on the shot. It's fumbled. It's out of bounds off Danielle Winter. Tigers a couple close-in opportunities. Boy, the length, the height of Gilmore Academy giving Versailles problems on the Tigers' first attempts down the floor. Versailles got it in very tight to the rim, but Gilmore altered shots or got fingertips on shots, and we are still scoreless as a result. A minute 15 gone. Here is a drive, a pull-up J, but Sarah Bond from 12 feet off to the right for Gilmore Academy. Rebound down to Versailles. No score. We played 90 seconds. Outside the arc on the right, it's Watrin. Head of the circle, Elizabeth Ording. Near wing to Peters. Peters gives it up right flank to Watrin again. Now here's Cammie McEldowney. She's on the bounce. Cammie guarded 25 feet away by Didrick. Down inside, it goes to Peters. A runner, a bank shot. In, out, no good. Rebound Hillman, tied up by Versailles. And the arrow will favor Academy. Versailles Tigers have gotten the ball down inside on three occasions, each trip down the floor. Neither club yet to dent the scoring column. Gilmore Academy missed a close-in shot from Hillman. Has also fired up a couple much longer shots. We are still scoreless, 2 minutes gone. Here's Kelly on the arc, nearly double dribbles. On the bounce, checked tightly by Peters. Baseline left goes to Corcoran, to Hillman. On top to Bond, three-point jumper, bingo, she's got it. Sarah Bond pumps one in from at back straight away. She, too, a good three-point shooter, 35 for 90 on the year. Versailles down 3-0. On the arc, right flank, it's McEldowney. Holds the ball, gives it up to Peters between the rings. Peters fakes left, goes right. Versailles down 3-0. Cross-court pass, Watrin shoots it near flank, buries a three-ball. Beautiful skip pass by Peters. She threw it cross-court to Watrin, who drained three threes in the first quarter yesterday, one here today. That 3-0 deficit Versailles faced seconds ago may very well have been the first time in the entire tournament Versailles was behind. Here's a give-and-go to Hillman in the lane for Gilmore Academy. Can't shoot. Feeds baseline to Didrick. Off to Corcoran. Defensive foul against Versailles. Tigers thought maybe a charge should have been called, but it goes against the orange and black. 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. We are tied up at three. Ball being inbounded baseline right by Corcoran to Hillman, deep right corner. Down inside of the cutter, here's a drive to the rim, up and in. Good play by Sydney Dietrich, 5'11 senior forward. Fine inbounds action by Gilmore Academy, which got a deuce off the inbounds play below the rim. 5'3 Gilmore. Here is McEldowney being jostled out high. She wants to penetrate. She's pushed a little bit, and it's a common foul against Gilmore Academy. 4:39 left to go here in the first quarter. Gilmore 5, Versailles 3. Inbounding Peters. Right in front of us, the Danielle Winter in the corner. Danielle's got it 25 feet out. Hands off to McEldowney. Shot fake. McEldowney being checked by Annika Corcoran. Ball thrown to the far baseline to Danielle Winter. Open look from 10. Hit the flange, no good. Rebound slapped out to Watrin, who banks in a long three ball. My goodness. Camille Watrin shooting from distance has been amazing here in the state tournament. Don't think she meant to bank it, but she kissed it in off the square above the flange. Versailles leads it 6-5. Here is Kelly, 25 feet away. Good drive by her. Pulls up. Missed it high off the glass. Strong rebound inside by Hillman. Up and in. Boy, she's going to be difficult to stop. 6-2 junior Naz Hillman. 7-6 in favor of Gilmore. Here's McEldowney, top of the key. Swings it to Watrin. Watrin 25 feet away. Goes near side to Peters. Peters looks to the post. Goes left corner, Watrin, who shoots another three. And this one's long. Loose ball, far right corner. Tracked down on the play by Corcoran. Corcoran up the floor to Diedrich for Gilmore. Back to Corcoran, 30 feet away. 3:25 to go in the first. Gilmore up a point, 7-6. Watrin guards Kelly. Little pick and roll inside to Hillman. Hook shot, five-footer, banked it in. Boy, Versailles has got to find an answer for Naz Hillman. If she gets it a couple steps below the foul line, you can just about count on it. 17 points a game, 13 rebounds, 6'2 junior. Naz Hillman, 9'6 Gilmore Academy. Near side, McEldowney behind the screen. Short on the shot, no good. Rebound, Daniel Winter in the lane. Stripped away by Hillman. Gilmore comes out of there with it. Up the three. 2:40 left to go in the first. Ball shoveled to Bond at midcourt. She's got a three-pointer so far for Gilmore. Outside the arc on the left to Corcoran. Corcoran gets a high screen from Hillman and lets fly a three. It's a rainbow. It goes out of bounds, touches nothing. More or less a turnover for Gilmore. Versailles will take it. 2:31 left in the first. We've got a television timeout. 9-6 Gilmore Academy over Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. After the TV timeout, Versailles has the basketball, top of the circle. McEldowney an opening. She sprints down the lane, lays it up. It rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Gilmore Academy, which leads 9-6. A minute 58 to go in the first quarter. On the arc, it is Kelly. Kelly flips it 25 feet away to Diedrich. Inside to Hillman. Goes around Danielle Winter. All the way to the rack with the left hand. Short. No good. Pretty good defense at the rim by Winter. Rebound out of Versailles. Tigers need a bucket here. A minute 38 to go, first quarter. Watron into Daniel Winter. Winter goes around the basket, tries a reverse layup, deflected, and it's a tie-up. This time the Tigers keep it. Lindsay Winter on the floor right now for Versailles. She entered after the TV timeout. Excellent 6'1 freshman for the Versailles Tigers. Watron, the playmaker below the rim, feeds into the lane to a hook shot artist. Wow, what a play by Claire Schmidtmeyer, a dandy. Schmidtmeyer in off the bench, a senior for the Tigers, comes in here late in the first quarter and responds with a big goal. 9-8 in favor of Gilmore Academy. What a maneuver by Schmidtmeyer. Ball thrown to Kelly. Kelly's got it, now to Corcoran. Corcoran to Hillman at the elbow on the left. Goes opposite to the three-point shooter. It's a high, long one, and it's good. Wow, Sydney Diedrich buried one. Boy, Hillman throws it out of the post extremely well. She'll go opposite in a jiffy and find a three-point shooter as Versailles attacks right away. It's Cammie McEldowney sprinting down the left side of the floor, goes all the way to the rim, and she is hipped on the play by a Gilmore Academy player while shooting. 12-8 Gilmore Academy. Naz Hillman, such a threat in the middle for Gilmore. You've just about got to double her when she catches the ball, and then she'll release it quickly to the other side of the floor. An array of very good three-point shooters on the court for Gilmore at all times. First foul shot by McElDowney, good. Second shot dead center as well. Versailles back within two at 12-10. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Hillman in backcourt. She's being bothered. 10-second count is on. It's fed to a teammate up the right side. It's Kelly. She gets it up and over with about a second to spare. Kelly, the marvelous three-point shooter, has got the ball 25 feet away. Kelly, 91 for 189 on the year, shooting three, 6 of 11 yesterday in the win over Afrocentric. 20 seconds left in the period. Here's a fancy drive across the lane, hooked up on the run by Corcoran. Backboard rim, it falls off. Rebound Versailles. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Watron speeds down. Nobody stops her. All the way to the rim. She's fouled. What a play by Watron. She took it nearly the length, some 75 feet. And Gilmore Academy had no one slide over and force her to change direction. Camille eventually was guarded by height around the rim, had no chance to score, but drew the foul. Two free throws. Watron, the first, is right on the mark. 12-11. Gilmore by one with 8.2 to go in the first quarter. Cammie McElDowney on the bench. Last few seconds of the period. Cammie Ording in to guard on Gilmore's last possession. Couple changes made by Gilmore. Grace Mullen, 5'6 senior guard, who shoots the three pretty well, is in. Second foul shot coming for Watron. Dips the knees in the air, and she bangs that one home. We're tied up at a dozen each. Inbounding Gilmore Academy. Pressure applied. It's Kelly, 70 feet away. Kelly to midcourt. Down to four to go. Kelly flips a long left-hander on the run. Shot it early. No good. Almost went in. Hit the rim. Versailles Tigers will take it. Versailles down four late in the period. Scrambles back to draw even. Gilmore Academy 12, Versailles 12 after the first 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Versailles Tigers, unlike yesterday, full up poor field goal shooting percentage in the opening 8 minutes. Only 3 of 12 for Versailles. 2 of 3 behind the arc. That helped. 4 of 4 at the free throw line late in the first quarter. Cammie McElDowney drained 2. Camille Watron drained 2. And thus we're tied at a dozen. Here is Gilmore Academy quickly down the floor to start the second quarter. And immediately the ball is thrown to the post. Naz Hillman gets it, flips it back out, then she reposts, catches it closer to the rim, and banks in a five-footer to give Gilmore Academy a 14-12 lead. Versailles at midcourt, ball punched out of bounds by Gilmore. It looks to me like when Naz Hillman catches the ball back to the basket, She shuffles both feet a little bit before putting the ball on the deck. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Traveling has not been whistled yet against her. Here's Elizabeth Ording in the left corner for Versailles. Down but two. First 30 seconds, second quarter. High left, it is McElnowney. She's got an opening. Look at her go to work down the lane. Shovel shot, left hand, in and out. No good. Tough break. It danced around the rim. Rebound came down to Grace Mullen of Gilmore. Back court to Bond. Bond picks up her dribble at the center stripe. Flips it left flank to Diedrich, 25 feet out. Ball swung near side to Mullen. Mullen fakes left, goes right. Dropped the ball right into the lap of McElnowney, who comes racing up the near side of the floor, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Gilmore Academy. Turnover Gilmore, Versailles ball, 6:59 to go second quarter, 14-12 in favor of Gilmore. Midcourt, McElnowney, spin move, gives it up near wing on the play to Cammy Ording. Now Elizabeth in the left corner. On top to Peters. High right to Cammy. Oh, hit to Elizabeth cutting across the lane. Caught it and banked it in. Beautiful two-man game. Design play in the half court by Versailles. Beautiful synergy. That trip down the court. 14-14 tie. 6:28 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles Tigers, crisp passing, excellent teamwork. Here's a long three by Kelly. She hoists one up from 24 feet. No good. Off to the right. Rebounded by Versailles. Tigers can break the tie here. Cammy Ording, 30 feet out, closely guarded. Gives it up near side to McElnowney, who looks inside for Elizabeth Ording. She's fighting hard to get free. Cammy veers right, then comes back left, still behind the three-point line. Now Ellen Peters. She has a little crease, goes into the lane. Bounce pass baseline to Danielle Winter. Fires it back on top, broken up on the play by Bond. Recovered by Cammy McElnowney. Scattered floor down inside to Elizabeth Ording for two. And a foul on Hillman of Gilmore Academy. Boy, the Tigers sensed that once Gilmore Academy slapped that ball away 25 feet from the rim and the Tigers got it back, that everybody defensively for Gilmore was out of position. Beautiful drive. Nice assist on the play to Elizabeth Ording. And the left-hander went up strong to nail the bucket and give the Tigers a 16-14 lead. 5:46 to go, second quarter. The southpaw, Elizabeth Ording, knocks the free throw in. Versailles up three now, 17-14. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Ball lobbed up the near side to Annika Corcoran. Corcoran to Hillman straight away. The 6'2 girl has it, gives it to a guard out back. It's Diedrich. Right back into Hillman, foul line. Squares up on Danielle Winter, fakes left, goes right down the lane for 2 points. What a tough matchup for Danielle Winter, because Naz Hillman can put the ball on the floor, as she did there. She drove it from 15 feet. They cleared out space below the foul line. Hillman went to work. 17-16. Down the floor, Versailles with a one-point lead. Danielle Winter, foul line, Jay, blocked. It's crammed from behind. Picked up on the play by Gilmore. Here is Corcoran, top of the circle. Checked there by Watrin. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Versailles up one. Here's a long three by Kelly. She shot it falling down for Gilmore and left it way short. It ricocheted off the rim, went out of bounds in the left corner. Tigers will take it. 17-16. Versailles up a point. In backcourt for the Tigers is McElnowney. Near side pass to Peters. Goes to Elizabeth Ording in the left corner, guarded by Diedrich. On top, Watrin, checked there by Kelly. Camille motions, back to Elizabeth. Foul line, Danielle Winter, squares up, doesn't shoot, starts to work on Hillman. On the arc to Watrin, who jacks up a three. It's long, no good. Rebound volleyballed, out of bounds in the corner. I think the official might have missed that one. Clearly looked like Ellen Peters got a fist on it, but it's given to the Tigers. Camille Watrin, about 10 feet from the basket on the baseline, is the playmaker. She looks, goes foul line to Peters. She's available, 15-footer, off to the left, no good. High arc shot missed, rebound down to Gilmore, which trails by one, 17-16. We near the four-minute mark, second quarter. Ball thrown to Hillman inside. Danielle Winter gets a finger on it and ticks it out of bounds. Good play by Danielle as Hillman was moving into position to catch the ball on the block. Gilmore inbounding below the rim. Playmaker is Bond. Into Kelly. Ball pried away by Versailles. It's on the floor. Scramble. Let's see what's been called. Foul. Gilmore Academy, which piled on the back. Tigers will bring it down. Sixth team foul on Gilmore Academy. Versailles in the 1-1. The final 4-11 of the second quarter. Tigers lead by one. 17-16. Midcourt on the bounce. It is McElhaney outside the arc on the right to Watrin. Now McElhaney straight away. She picks up her dribble, goes to Camille. They look for Peters at the foul line. She's available. Shot deflected, though. Good effort by the taller Sydney Diedrich. It came down into the hands of Kelly for Gilmore. Kelly up the floor. Let's see what's been called. A shove. No, a walking violation against Gilmore Academy. Dan Holland, the official, right on it. Steps taken by Gilmore. Turnover. TV timeout called. 3:46 left in the second quarter. Versailles clings to a one-point lead. 17-16 over Gilmore Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, Barker Insurance, number one, phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Turnover Versailles, and Gilmore Academy attacks right inside of the post. To Naz Hillman, the 6'2 center, catches 5 feet away and makes a swinging hook shot off the backboard to restore the lead for Gilmore by one, 18-17. Watrin dribbles through below the basket, feeds McElhaney in the left corner, high arching three ball, no good. Rebound Daniel Winter, no good, but a foul against Gilmore Academy. Good play by Camille Watrin, who set that up. She drove along the far side of the floor, then went baseline below the backboard, flipped it near side to Cammie McElhaney, who missed the three, but Danielle Winter was in position for the rebound, and her foul shot is in and out, no good. She was hit on the arm in the act, second free throw attempt here. Versailles in the bonus, the final 2:59 of the second quarter, 18-17 Gilmore Academy. Second free throw, Danielle Winter. This one is up and in. We are tied at 18 each. Even, Steven, nothing decided. Token full court pressure by Versailles. Eight players, rear side of the timeline. And the Tigers relent. And Gilmore Academy throws a home run ball down the floor for Diedrich. She bobbled it, got it back. Threw it baseline to a teammate. And a drive and a defensive foul on Versailles. Elizabeth Ording picks up number two, and she has been hit twice with fouls for Versailles. She's got the only two of the game against the Tigers, believe it or not. inbounding. Diedrich below the basket, lobbing it way out high to a teammate. Broken up by Daniel Winter. It's loose at midcourt. Tigers go after the ball, can't get it. Open player down the floor for Gilmore is Bond. Missed the left-handed drive. Taken down by the Tigers. Frenetic pace there for the last 15 seconds or so. Versailles with it. Forecourt right in front. McIldowney dribbling hard through the lane. Left corner, Watron shoots the three. Off to the right, no good. Rebound is grabbed in the far corner by Daniel Winter. She outran a Gilmore player for it. Threw it out back on the play to Ellen Peters. Low scoring second quarter. 18-18. Daniel Winter foul line doesn't shoot. On the arc to McIldowney. Cross court left corner. Watron lines up the three ball. She drills it. Oh, what a play. Skip pass. Beautifully done by McIldowney. Tigers have got that down pat. Boy, you can tell Versailles is in sync when they pitch the ball across the floor and skip it to the open three-point shooter. They do it a lot. Versailles up three, 21-18. Here's an off-balance drive down the lane by Emily Kelly. It's no good off the back brace. Rebound taken down by Gilmore. Holding foul on Versailles. Minute 41 to go, first half. Versailles up 21-18. Third team foul on the Tigers. It went against Watron. Baseline, left of the basket. Gilmore inbounding. It's Bond. Looking, lobbing, left corner. Hillman's got it 25 feet away from the basket. She starts a drive, then heaves it opposite corner. Out back to Kelly for a triple. She buries it. Oh, she's a marksman. Superb three-point shooter. What a weapon. Emily Kelly for Gilmore. Drained 6 of 11 yesterday in beating Afrocentric. She's got two long-range bombs in this game. We're tied right back up at 21. Here's Watron foul line. Now to McIldowney, 25 feet away. She pulls up with a 17-footer. Around and out, no good. Strong rebound. Rim by Lindsay Winter. Back up and in by Danielle Winter. Oh, the Winters go to work in the glass. 23-21 Versailles. Gilmore to midcourt. Pressure by Watron. Travel call. Good choice by the referee. Annika Corcoran dragged the pivot foot. Tigers possession up a deuce with 55.9 to go, second period. Boy, this game's going right to the wire. It's going to be a thriller. Nose-to-nose, chest-to-chest battle. Here's an overplay, side court by Bond, who nearly stripped it from Watron. Tigers inbound again. In backcourt, it goes to McIldowney, up and over the center line. Cammie feeds it near side to Watron. Watron hangs on. Looks for teammate Brenna Blakely, who's in. Here's a three ball, left corner behind the double screen. Good by Cammie McIldowney. And the Tigers have exploded to a five-point advantage. 26-21. Watron and McIldowney feeding off those cross-court passes. Knocking home threes. Gilmore faces its biggest deficit, five. Long triple by Gilmore. Kelly, line driver, no good. Rebound, Hillman up and in. Hillman on the deuce. Boy, she is a force. Down inside. Here's the ball thrown down the floor quickly by Versailles. Inside to Lindsay Winter. Turnaround Jay, seven-footer. No good just before the buzzer as the first half closes. Hillman got the last bucket of the second quarter for Gilmore, but the Versailles Tigers are up three at intermission. 26-23 after a first quarter 12-12 tie. Very well played second quarter by the Versailles Tigers, who had a five-point lead late in the period after the made three by McIldowney from right smack dab in front of us. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is coming up in just a few minutes. Versailles 26, Gilmore Academy 23. In this girls' Division III state championship game on scoresbroadcast.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew. Every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with ScoresBroadcast.com Chief Engineer Rhett Gish. At courtside at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. And Versailles leads Gilmore Academy 26-23. After two quarters of play. Versailles Tigers' Tammy McElDowney under the weather this weekend, better today. You may have heard her father and Versailles principal, Roger McElDowney, talk about that in our pregame. We had Roger on because he could shed some light about playing or coaching in state Final Fours. He was the head coach for the Jackson Center girls back in 1995 when the Tigers won it all. 28-0 was Jackson Center back in 1995 to take the D4 state crown. Well, Cammy missed her first five shots today and then poured in a three late in that second quarter to give Versailles the five-point lead. It wound up three at the halftime break. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Versailles shooting a mere 8 for 27. Tigers not sharp from the floor. Missed a few easy ones early. Those were contested shots that were altered near the rim. In fact, the Tigers on their first three possessions, I think, were 0 for 5. Shot better from that point on. 4 of 8 behind the arc. The size of Gilmore Academy giving Versailles fits on the mid-range and short jump shots. McElDowney with 5 in the first half. Camille Watron sharp again today, just like yesterday. She poured in three-pointers right and left in the first quarter yesterday, knocking down 3 of them. And she's got 3 today in the first two periods. 3 of 5 behind the arc for Camille Watron, as she and Cammy McElDowney both 2 of 2 at the stripe. 11 for Watron, 5 for McElDowney. Elizabeth Ording playing well, 2 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Danielle Winter has a bucket and a free throw for 3. And Claire Schmidtmeyer came in off the bench and made a nice hook shot in the lane. She's got 2 points. As I mentioned, Versailles 8 of 27 in all from the floor, 4 of 8 from three-point land. And Versailles on the boards has held its own with Gilmore Academy. 17 rebounds to 15 for Gilmore, which does hold the advantage, 11 rebounds to 9 on the defensive glass. For Gilmore Academy, Naz Hillman, the big 6'2 junior post player, has racked up 12 points in this game on 6 of 8 shooting, and all of those made buckets from 6 feet on in. She's got 9 rebounds. She's averaging 17 boards a game, 12 total points for her. Sarah Bond, 2 of 4 shooting, 2 of 3 on the arc. She has 6 points on those 2 made threes. Emily Kelly, the terrific 3-point shooter on the year. In fact, as I mentioned right before tip-off here today, she's got the state record for the most 3-pointers, boys and girls, in the state of Ohio for a season. But she has been slowed down. Only 1 of 6 shooting. 0 for 3 behind the arc for Kelly. 2 points for her. And Sydney Dietrichs got a bucket and a free throw for 3. 4 ladies have scored for Gilmore Academy. Hillman 12, Bond 6, Kelly 2, and Diedrich 3. 10 of 23 from the floor for Gilmore Academy. 3 of 8 behind the arc. Game was tied at 12 after 1, and Versailles leads 26-23 after two quarters of play. No one is in foul trouble. In fact, the Versailles Tigers only committed 3 fouls in the entire first half, although Elizabeth Ording did get charged with two. Starter Sydney Diedrich has got three for Gilmore Academy. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Tigers up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGincOH.com.
We are about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Versailles with a slim three-point edge over Gilmore Academy, 26-23 at the halftime break in the girls Division III state championship game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Now our LaCal Equipment student athlete spotlight segment as we name seniors for you today from the Versailles Tigers, who are very good student-athletes, superb students in the classroom, fine performers on the court. Brenna Blakely, a senior. Emily Langenkamp, a senior. Cammy Ording, a 12th grader. Bailey Huffman, a senior. And Claire Schmidtmeyer, also a senior for the Versailles Tigers, along with Camille Watron, the only senior starter. Superb student-athletes, outstanding in the classroom. Very solid performers on the basketball floor. They're under the spotlight here today thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which has highlighted student academic success among our student athletes in the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference all year long. And we pay tribute to LaCal because it is a founding sponsor. And without LaCal's participation since our very beginning, we could not have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 2007. So thank you so much, LaCal Equipment. And again, those seniors for Versailles, Camille Watron, Brenna Blakely, Emily Langenkamp, Cammy Ording, Bailey Huffman, and Claire Schmidtmeyer under the spotlight here today thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Versailles Tigers 26-3, Gilmore Academy 23-5. We launch play here in the third quarter. Girls Division III state title game. Versailles up 3, 26-23. Peters has the ball outside the arc on the right. Goes straight away to McElnatty, who finished off the first half with a made three for Versailles. Ball thrown to the post. It's loose on the floor. Daniel Winter couldn't scrape it off the hardwood. Hillman does for Gilmore. Down the floor to Kelly. Baseline pull up from 10. Swish! Good looking move by Gilmore Academy. Kelly with a nice J. That wasn't a three. It was a two-point shot, and right away Academy cuts it to one. Two straight two-pointers by Academy, overlapping the end of the second and the start of the third. Here's a pass by Versailles down inside, low on the left to Elizabeth Ording. She tries to make a power move, and it's blocked out of bounds. A lot of muscle in there from Naz Hillman as she deflected the shot into the camera crew down there. Versailles throws in on the arc to McElnatty, tries to make a tight feed through the lane, and Gilmore Academy makes a steal. As Diedrich went to the floor and snarfed it up. Versailles up one. Gilmore with a chance to go on top. 25 feet away, it's Corcoran. Corcoran lobs into Hillman. Hillman goes to work on Peters and Daniel Winter. They're no match. They're no match. Hillman hits a turning eight-footer. It hung on the rim and dropped through. Quickly, Versailles down the floor. McElnatty, pull-up 17-footer. Off the back brace, no good. Rebound, Gilmore Academy, which leads by one. 27-26. Here's a quick three, right corner, but Kelly off the back flange, no good. Down to Watron. She spurts up ahead. All the way to the rim goes Camille. Driving layup too hard, no good. Rebound, Elizabeth Ording. Got it for two. And a foul against Gilmore Academy. Big board work down inside by Elizabeth Ording. As Camille Watron's running shot was too hard, Camille was right place, or I should say Elizabeth was right place, right time. She got the stick back and the foul. Versailles up one, 28-27. 6:18 to go, third quarter. Free throw here for Elizabeth Ording. She toes the stripe, hits the front rim, back rim. It trickles off, no good. Rebound jerked down by Hillman of Gilmore Academy. She had nine boards in the first half. One-point lead, Versailles. On the arc, it's Emma Gurley in off the bench for Gilmore, a 5'8 junior. She's got the ball deep right corner, ball high overhead. Picked up out there by Elizabeth Ording. Cutter going through the lane is Kelly. Kelly spots up in the right corner, gets the ball, shoots the three, and she swishes it. Kelly only made one field goal first half. That's a big bucket right there. Gilmore up two, 30-28. Top of the circle, McElnatty for Versailles. Right wing, Watron. Into the post to Daniel Winter. Squares up against Hillman. Shoots the 10-footer. Bingo! Daniel Winter drains it. Scoreboard registered the last two, I think, for Gilmore. I'm not sure if the scoreboard's right yet. I thought that goal tied it up. Maybe I'm wrong. Here's a baseline drive to Gilmore. All the way to the rim goes Gurley. Tripped on the play about 7 feet from the basket. Scoreboard reads 32-30 in favor of Gilmore Academy. Two field goals by Versailles here in the second half. There we go. 30-30 on the electronic board. Gilmore had two more points up there than it should have. Good inbounds play. Thrown inside. Low on the left to Gurley. Powers to the rim. In and out. No good. It was down below the cylinder. Tied up rebounding effort. And Gilmore keeps it thanks to the arrow. 5:12 left in the third quarter. 30-30 tie. This game's going right to the final couple possessions. Gilmore Academy to inbound. Left of the rim. Camille Watron picked up foul number two. on that last sequence. I thought it was ruled a jump. Nope, Camille was charged with a common foul. Ball lobbed into Kelly, high right. Kelly coming off a made three. Tries to get space, can't. Goes to Bond. Bond looks for Hillman. Bond on the bounce, holding foul down inside. Danielle Winter on the shoulder of Hillman. Two team fouls on the Tigers. Keep track of the team foul totals. Obviously, first club to the 1-1 in the second half has an advantage. Ball inbound to deep right corner. Hillman guarded by Danielle Winter. Hands off on the play to Kelly. Right back to Hillman. Hillman got away with a walk. Drove all the way to the rim from 20 feet out and scored. As Hillman took steps, wasn't whistled. Top of the circle, McElDowney now to Peters. Back to McElDowney. Tigers trail by two, 32-30. Lob down inside, low on the left to Ording. Elizabeth goes up against Hillman. Hillman alters it, deflects it. It goes out of bounds. 4:37 left in the third. 32-30, Gilmore Academy. Inbounding, low on the left, Watron for the Tigers. On the arc to McElDowney. She's open, left it short, no good. Long rebound, right back to Watron, though. McElDowney again. Yes! Triple for McElDowney. Tigers up one, 33-32. 4:22 left here in the third quarter. Hillman in backcourt for Gilmore. Up the right side to Gurley. Gurley being chased on the play by Watron. Swings into the head of the key. Thought about a pick and roll with Hillman. Thought better of it. On the arc to Diedrich. Diedrich to Gurley. Gurley into Hillman. Back to the basket. 10 feet away. Swirls through the lane. Almost shot it. On the three-point line to the long ranger. It is Bond. Short. Off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Watron. Up the floor to Danielle Winter. Tigers have it. Into the paint to Elizabeth Ording. Steps called against Versailles. 3:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Versailles up one, 33-32. Timeout is called. Midway through the third, 1-point edge Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Versailles Tigers began the third quarter with a three-point lead, led by five, 26-21 late in the second. Gilmore Academy went on top briefly here in the third quarter. Versailles has gone back up by a point on a made three by Cammie McElDowney, 33-32, 3:40 left to be played in the third period. Backcourt, it's Gurley for Gilmore. Outside the arc on the right. Lobs down inside to Hillman. She's double-teamed. Ball clawed away. Great play by Versailles. Cleverly done. They sneaked in the double-team. Hillman didn't see it. Down the floor, McElDowney. Into the lane. Hand off to Lindsay Winter. On top to Blakely for three. Oh, it's in and out. It was below the rim and snapped away. Pinballed around, but wouldn't stay in the cylinder. And the rebound was yanked down by Hillman. Up to Kelly for Gilmore. 1-point lead Versailles. Three-point shooter, Gilmore, yes! And McGurley in off the bench. Little shake-and-bake move on the arc. She picked up a screen And the sixth man on the court now for Gilmore Academy. Good bench player, Gurley, rifled in the shot to give Gilmore the two-point lead at 35-33. Missed shot by Versailles. Long run out down the floor by Gilmore. It's caught by Gurley. She's cherry-picking. She goes to the rim and is plowed in two from behind. She'll get two at the stripe. Gilmore with a chance to go up four now. Versailles Tigers shot a little too quickly. Last journey down the floor. Emma Gurley, free throw line for Gilmore Academy, 5'8 junior. Coming off a made three to give Gilmore a two-point edge. Foul shot is on target also. Gilmore up three now, 36-33. 13-7 edge here in the third quarter for Gilmore, which has turned a three-point deficit into a three-point lead. Tigers now have on the floor Cammie Ording, Danielle Winter, Lindsay Winter, Brenna Blakely, Cammie McEldowney. Second free throw way short, and a good effort by Lindsay Winter to jump in front of Hillman to snare the board for the Tigers. McEldowney down the court, shoved just across the timeline. Foul of the common variety, and the Tigers will throw inside court. 36-33 in favor of Gilmore Academy. With 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Midcourt, McEldowney. Picked up on the arc by Mullen. McEldowney fakes right, goes left. Little crease down the lane. Hands off baseline left to Lindsay Winter. Oh, there's a telegraph pass on top for Blakely. Intercepted by Bond. Bond down the floor to Gurley. In the lane to Hillman, wide open. Left it short, no good. Got it back. Strong, but a foul. Boy, when Hillman gets it within several feet of the rim, you've got a fouler or it's going to go in. 6'2 junior, what a luxury to have. Super rebounder, fine score down below the foul stripe. And she's also had one real good dribble drive that started 16 feet away. Two free throws, Hillman, and that curled the iron and hooked out to the left. 36-33, Gilmore Academy up three. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Second shot here by Hillman. Four dribbles in the air, and she pops it in. Gilmore Academy with a four-point bulge. That's the widest margin for Gilmore in this game. Versailles has been up by five. Quickly, forecourt right. It's Versailles. McEldowney stumbled near center circle. Fed it off on the play to Cammie Ording. Now to McEldowney. Oh, into the post. Nice feed to Lindsay Winter. Overplay by Gilmore, which missed the intercept, leaving Lindsay Winter open straight on, and she cans the six-footer. One-point game. Good maneuver by Lindsay. Here is Gurley on the arc for Gilmore Academy. Hands off on the play to Bond. Now to Hillman. It's 6-2 at the elbow, fakes, goes right, drives, got to the rim, overshot it, no good. Break for the Tigers. Rebound came down to Lindsay Winter. Versailles shooting here for the lead. Into the post it goes to Lindsay. Tries to back down against Hillman and drop the ball off her foot. It's loose, and Gilmore's got it. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Gilmore in the lead, but two. Here's a pass, forecourt right, and picking up the pivot foot was Gurley for Gilmore. Gilmore Academy in the lead but two, 37-35. Last made field goal in this game was by Lindsay Winter of the Tigers, who has just checked out. She cut the deficit from 4-2. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Versailles down by a basket. Far left wing, it's Blakely. Gets a screen from Elizabeth Ording. Little pick and roll, deflected. Ording tracks it down, though. Back on the arc to Blakely. Head of the key, Cammie Ording. Right wing Danielle, open from 15. Nobody guarded her. Good! Danielle Winter chucks one in. We're tied right back up at 37. Dribbling down the floor, right corner, Diedrich. Lobs to Hillman in the lane. Three-point shooter, Gurley. Around and out, no good. Strong rebound inside to Diedrich. Outlet pass picked off on the play by Blakely. Blakely's knocked down. No foul. Should have been. Tough break for Versailles. And then the Tigers are guilty of reaching in. Common foul, 5 on Versailles. Ball out of bounds to Gilmore Academy. Well, it looked like Versailles clearly had a shot at the loose ball. Blakely was trampled from the backside. As a result, Gilmore Academy wound up getting it. Versailles fouled. We're tied at 37, 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's a steal, far side of the floor. Peters takes it away, and then Gilmore jumps in and gets the tie-up, but the Tigers benefit from the arrow. 37-37. Peters in backcourt, hands off on the play to Brennan Blakely, who dribbles up over the timeline, outside the arc on the left. It goes on the play to Claire Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer on a weave. Gave it up to Blakely. Down to four to play. Here's a right corner three ball by Versailles. No good. Rebound inside. Elizabeth Ording. No good. Might have been deflected by Hillman. Tigers missed opportunities just before the buzzer. But we are all knotted. Versailles did score the last four of the third quarter, holding Gilmore scoreless for the last 2 minutes nearly. 37-37 tie after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Welcome back to the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University, about a minute away from the start of the fourth and final quarter. Although if the final 8 minutes wind up where we are now, dead even, deadlocked, we'll have an OT session to decide this game. 37-37 Versailles and Gilmore Academy after three. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions offers customized promotional items like mugs, pens, and T-shirts. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time at 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. With the basketball, Gilmore Academy out inside to Hillman. Hillman swirls around Lindsay Winter, hooks it up with the left hand for 2 points. Hillman almost unstoppable. She'll go left, she'll go right. 6 feet, 2 inches tall. Here's a foul at midcourt on Gilmore Academy. Clearly a reach on Grace Mullen. It's only Gilmore's third team foul here in the second half. Somehow, someway, Versailles has got to drop down with a double team on the post player for Gilmore Academy without giving up the three. Here's a long three-point try by McElDowney after entering the forecourt. One pass after the inbounds throw from the center line. She hoisted up a three, airballed it out of bounds. Gilmore possession, leading by two with 7:28 left in the fourth. Full court, token pressure by Versailles. Ball inbounded to Corcoran 30 feet away. She sprints down the near side. Watrin on her heels. Corcoran unmolested, goes all the way to the rim. 2 points. Nobody slowed down Annika Corcoran, and Gilmore Academy's got its four-point lead back again. 41-37, 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Daniel Winter, right corner, out high to Camille Watrin. Ball rotated, Ellen Peters on the left. Straight away, Watrin. They look for Danielle Winter on the interior. She's not there. Here's Peters' foul line. Bounce pass intended for Lindsay Winter, right to a player from Gilmore Academy. That was ill-advised. Picked off by Bond. Bond down the floor. Deep right corner three, way short of the mark. Caught below the rim by Hillman. Up, no good. It almost stuck. Rebound volleyballed. Comes out to Watrin. Watrin, mad dash down the floor for Versailles. She angles back out and goes to Peters. Tigers need a real good possession here with better passing. Ellen Peters, open look. 17-footer, bullseye. Peters on the money. 41-39. Versailles down by two. 6:19 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back in a moment. Tigers behind by a bucket on scoresbroadcast.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Big possession coming up here. Four court in front of us. Gilmore's got the ball. It's entered into the post on the play to Hillman, and it's punched out of bounds by Versailles near side of the court, and we have a change call. Oh, the Tigers might have gotten the benefit of a break. The referees conferred. Dan Holland on this side of the court, I think, got it right. Clearly, it looked like Versailles stabbed it out of bounds. Another official came from the far side of the floor, and the call got altered. Quickly down the floor, Tigers into the lane. It goes to Lindsay Winter. Scramble, loose ball on the floor. Tigers will keep it. Boy, Versailles has got to make sharper passes vertically toward the basket here the remainder of this game. Versailles has slumped a little bit, bouncing the ball into the paint area. Late third quarter, early fourth. Here's a ball lobbed in out back by Versailles from beneath the rim, and it's stolen at midcourt on the play by Academy, and Gilmore strides down the floor. It's Sarah Bunn who bolted all the way to the basket. She was clobbered from the backside, and she's at the stripe. She was trying to shoot as she finally caught up with the ball. Tough break for the Tigers. Very good defense by Gilmore on the inbounds play by Versailles below the basket. The Tigers eventually resorted to throwing the ball way out to center court, and it was too high and long for the Tigers. It was a foot race for the loose ball. Gilmore Academy scooped it up, missed the shot, fouled in the act of shooting, though, and the free throw is pumped up and in by Sarah Bond. Hit on the arm in the act of shooting. Second shot's away, good as well. Gilmore's got a four-point lead. 5:54 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers offense has got to pick it up. Here is McElhaney over the timeline. Fakes left, goes right, 30 feet out. Cammy on the bounce, reverses, still hangs onto the ball, goes into the corner. She's tracked all over the floor. Out high to Watrin, overplay, no steal though. Camille's got it. And Versailles gets a timeout. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker sees her offense has stalled just a bit, and she gets a TO. 5:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Gilmore Academy 43, Versailles 39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
After the Versailles Tigers timeout, the black jerseys quickly get the ball down inside to Danielle Winter. And from 10 feet away, just below the foul stripe, she misfires on a short jumper. That's because she was tagged on the wrist, and she is awarded two free throws. Versailles' passing game has not been as crisp here in the last 7 or 8 minutes, overlapping the third and fourth quarters, as it was early on in this contest. A few bounce passes to the post have been errant ones. A couple have been stolen, plus an inbounds pass below the rim a moment ago led to a steal by Gilmore Academy and two made free throws. Lindsay Winter, or I should say Danielle Winter, at the free throw line here for Versailles, is in and out on the first free throw. Second one is swished, and it's a three-point game, 43-40, Gilmore Academy. Here's Bond, 25 feet away for Gilmore. Gives it up to teammate Diedrich. Diedrich outside the arc, lobs into Hillman, back to the basket, goes to work on Danielle Winter, who fouls her. No, it's Lindsay who's on the arm. It's not all you can do, because if the pass is away cleanly and it's caught by Hillman with her back to the basket, she's very good at making that swivel move and putting the ball on the floor once or twice and going right to the rim. She's 6'2 with long arms, plays like she's 6'4 or 6'5. She was fouled in the act of shooting and shoots free throws very smoothly. That one is dead center. And the lead is 44-40, Gilmore. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Second shot here for Hillman. Dips the knees, arches it up, around and out. No good. It swirled the iron, spun down into the hands of Danielle Winter, who clutched the rebound, threw it up the floor, got it back foul line, let it fly, hit the back rim, no good, tough break. It was online, we could tell, but a mite too strong. Rebound down to Gilmore. Long throw left corner, Kelly. Big possession here. Wraparound pass down inside to Hillman. She hooks it up and in. My goodness gracious. The ball climbed to the top of the backboard and dropped right through. She was well guarded. Six-point lead, Gilmore, biggest of the game, 46-40. Danielle Winter foul line. She squares up, bothered a bit, lets it fly, bumped on the play, and she'll get two free throws. Boy, Danielle's got to cash in here. Gilmore up 6, 46-40, 4:24 to go, fourth quarter. That last field goal by Hillman was amazing. Looked like her whole body was all the way beneath the glass, closer to the baseline in the backboard. Free throw by Danielle Winter comes up short. Second free throw here for Danielle. Tigers are down by 6 points, 46-40. Danielle again in the air. Good. 46-41. Versailles trails by five. Here comes Gilmore Academy. Timeline. Versailles needs a stop. Double team. Let's see what's been called. Foul? Travel? Not sure. Violation. Turnover. Yep, steps against Gilmore Academy. As Watrin and McIldany put the double team on Bond just before she got to the timeline. Versailles got the call in the Tigers' favor. 5-point game. 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. High post, Danielle Winter. Outside the arc on the right to McIldany. Straight away, thought about letting it go, didn't. Now gives it up to Watrin. Camille spin move outside the arc. Crosses over on the dribble, whips it right corner, McIldany. McIldany checked by Bond, 25 feet away. Skip pass, cross court, back to Cammy. Lets it fly, short, no good. Hillman towered for the rebound. Gilmore Academy trying to assert control of this game, up five with 3:37 to go in the fourth. Here's a three-point try by Kelly. Look out. Got it. Emily Kelly, Ohio's all-time one season three-point shooting record holder, guns it in, and it's 49-41. Versailles on the short end by eight. Left corner, McIldany on top to Watrin. High post, Daniel Winter. Lobs inside to Elizabeth Ording. She goes up. She is hampered from both sides. Missed the shot. No good, but a foul call. Couple of free throws here for Elizabeth Ording for the Tigers, who are now down eight, 49-41. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers need to make these two foul shots and get stops. 49-41 Gilmore on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, we've had a turn of events. I thought Elizabeth Ording, after the Versailles timeout, would get two free throws. It wasn't ruled in the act of shooting. Versailles inbounded. Hillman picked it off. And now Gilmore comes down the floor. Hillman at 6'2", tries a foul line jumper. No good. Follows and scores. Boy, she's unstoppable. What a game for Naz Hillman. Deep right corner with the ball, Versailles. It's Peters through the paint area. Out back to Watrin. Versailles down 10 now. Watrin's tripped as she took it to the basket while shooting. 51-41 in favor of Gilmore Academy. Versailles simply no response for Naz Hillman, 6'2 junior, hit the post. Gilmore Academy has stretched the bulge all the way out to 10. Two foul shots, Tigers. Watrin misses it. And free throw shooting has failed for Sales here in the second half. Tigers shoot fouls at a 62% clip on the year. For Sales, not sharp here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw upcoming. 6 of 8 through three. But 4 foul shots have been missed here in the fourth. Second one, no good as well. Rebound, good. Danielle Winter caught it long, made an 8-foot jumper in the lane. 8-point game, 51-43 Academy. 2:26 to go in the fourth. Boy, that was a big hoop by the Tigers, who now have some life, although Academy wants to milk clock and back it out. 30 feet away, it's Gurley being chased by Danielle Winter. Gurley down the right side of the floor. On a weave to teammate Bond. Bond hands off to Diedrich. Diedrich on the bounce, still 30 feet away. Gilmore Academy playing cat and mouse behind the long line, not penetrating. For Sales eventually will have to come out and reach. Chase is on, and near midcourt, the Gilmore player is clipped. Emily Kelly will go to the stripe. Team foul 9 on Versailles. Next one will put Gilmore Academy at the stripe with the double bonus. 1:50 to go in the fourth. Gilmore Academy 51, Versailles 43. 1-1 for Kelly. Swish, she's got it. Yep, she has shot the ball better here in the second half from the floor for Gilmore Academy. Versailles did a solid job on her through the first three periods, 2 of 8. Was the three-point marksman, 1 of 5 behind the arc. She drains both foul shots here, and Gilmore has restored the 10-point lead. Only 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Danielle Winter, baseline right against Hillman. Spin move, nearly walked. Gave it up to Peters on the arc. Hit the elbow on the left now. Back out to McElhoney. Tigers want to shoot the three. Can't get it off. Peters tries it. 25-footer. Bullseye! Wow! Peters dropped in a bomb. And that one was from out on High Street somewhere. Ellen Peters with a big triple. That came out of nowhere. Hand was in her face. Versailles quickly got a timeout. Tigers are down 7, 53-46. 1:25 left in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second break on scoresbroadcast.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Well, the Versailles Tigers are just 2 of 6 at the free throw line here in the first, in the fourth quarter, after going 6 of 8 through the first three. 8 of 14 for the game, but the Tigers have missed 4 in the fourth. The lead is 7 for Gilmore Academy, 53-46. Academy gets the ball up and over the timeline. Hillman 35 feet away. Gives it off to Bond, and Bond's grabbed. Double bonus for Gilmore Academy. Well, an order for Versailles to come from behind and pull this out. Gilmore Academy needs to respond to the Tigers' fouls and miss free throws. Double bonus, Sarah Bond. She drops the knees, arches it up, and it is no good. Front rim, backboard, to the front again and off. Substitution, Blakely off the floor, McElhoney back in for Versailles. Lindsay Winter, Danielle Winter up front. Camille Watrin on the court. Second shot, Gilmore Academy's Bond. That's way short. Easy rebound collected by Lindsay Winter. She went up, picked it off with one hand, threw it up the floor to McElhoney. She dribbles around trouble, goes into the right corner. She picks up the dribble, goes foul line to Peters. Right back to McElhoney, right side of the floor. 55 seconds to go in the game. Tigers down 7. Handoff, baseline right. Here's a drive in traffic. Shot flipped up by McElhoney. Short, no good. Lot of contact. What's been called? The official comes racing to the middle of the floor. Ellen Peters snare the air ball. McElDowney's short runner may have been touched in flight. Peters pulled it down, was fouled as she tried to stick it in. She's coming off a made three, and she pops in the free throw. 53-47, Academy by six, 48.2 to go. Second shot, Peters in again, 53-48. Five straight points by Versailles after being down by 10. Peters has made them all. Quickly up the right side of the floor. Academy on the boundary, right in front of the Academy bench. It's caught over there by a player who is submarine, but Daniel Winter going for the ball. And Annika Corcoran has got the double bonus for Gilmore Academy with 42.9 to go in the fourth. Well, let's see if Gilmore obliges by missing two more free throws. Foul shot by Corcoran. What? Oh, it's strong. It hit the back rim. Didn't look like it was close. Then fell to the front, hung, almost dropped to the floor, but went in. That's a big make. Six-point game. That one's on the money. Seven-point game, three-possession difference. 40 seconds to go. Forecourt left. It's Peters for Versailles. Starts to drive. She fell to the floor, going toward the basket. Loose ball. It's snarfed up by a white shirt. Foul in backcourt against Versailles, but a timeout was called sooner than the foul, I believe. Now the officials will confirm. 30.9 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-48 Gilmore Academy. And Gilmore, I think, is going to be awarded a timeout. It's a full timeout for Gilmore, which is up seven. Tigers are in a heap of trouble now. Somehow, someway, Gilmore must turn it over and miss fouls down the stretch. And Versailles has got to make shots on each and every possession over the last 30.9. I'm not sure there's enough time unless Gilmore makes a total collapse. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com all year long to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriters, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The timeout is over. Gilmore inbounds in backcourt to Hillman, and immediately she is bear-hugged by Lindsay Winter. 70 feet from the basket, Hillman with the double bonus, and Gilmore up by seven, 55-48, 29.5 to go in the fourth and final period. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? And thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The first of two free throws by Hillman, around and out, no good. Second one, way hard. Rebound deflected out to Watrin for Versailles, which is down seven. Quickly up the floor to Blakely. To Watrin, right corner Blakely, inside the arc. Rims a 16-footer. Rebound, Daniel Winter, taken away by Gilmore. Foul against the Tigers over the back. That's one of those tough 50-50 calls. No, it goes against Gilmore. That's the way I thought it should have been called. I was mistaken. That's the correct call by the official. And at the stripe is Daniel Winter. He's got two. Or I should say she's got two. We're all the way down to 18.8 to go. 7-point lead, Gilmore. Danielle tries to cut it to five. And does with the first one. That gets it to six. The second make will get it to five. Gilmore Academy with a nice spurt midway fourth quarter, inching the lead out to 10. And the Versailles Tigers have had to play come from behind since. It is down to 5. Second shot is in. Versailles has to foul in a hurry. Peters in backcourt wraps up the ball handler for Gilmore Academy. And it will be Kelly at this end. Double bonus for the outstanding three-point shooter for Gilmore Academy. Emily Kelly, over the course of this season, has taken 189 threes. Well, after 11 taken yesterday, she's over the 200 mark, and she's made almost 100 of them, just shy of 50%, although her free throw here is no good. Versailles with a little life. Second one is in. Six-point game, 56-50. 15 seconds to go. The Tigers need a made three, a turnover, another made three. Here's Daniel Winter on the arc. A long J. Rattles out, no good. Rebound, Lindsay Winter is in. Timeout called. 4.7 to go. The Tigers trail 54-50. Good rebound basket by Lindsay Winter. Danielle's three-point try, a shot she doesn't take often, almost went in. Well, the Tigers are down to the last 4.7. That's a two-possession game. If it was a three-point contest, the Tigers would have a long-distance chance. A couple of missed free throws, a three-pointer to tie, but it is a four-point deficit facing Versailles, 56-52, with 4.7 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Great season for the Tigers. That's an understatement. Versailles came into the contest 26-3 on the campaign. Losses to Fort Loramie, Tippecanoe, and Minster. Gilmore Academy was 23-5 coming into this contest here today. Gilmore had played a real stringent schedule, a number of Division 1s and 2s, plus Berlin Highland in D4, the state champ in D4. Also Hathaway Brown in Division 2, a club that lost to Alder in the Division 2 state championship earlier today. So two well-drilled, highly competent clubs, each with much talent and skill. And it's come down to the final few seconds. Gilmore gets it inbounds. No, they don't. No, they don't. It's a five-second call. Well, now Versailles has a chance with 4.5 to go to get a made three or even a two and a foul and then maybe get the ball back on missed free throws. Full timeout taken. The plot thickens. Gilmore Academy used all of its 5 seconds to take the ball out, and Sarah Bond kept looking and looking, couldn't find an open player. Whistle sounded, turnover. Tigers get the ball beneath the Versailles hoop. Unfortunately, it is a four-point game, not a three-point game, as I alluded a moment ago. 56-52 Gilmore Academy. Versailles has got to throw it down inside, you would think. Maybe get a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. A made bucket, a foul, then you've got to miss the free throw, get the rebound back, score again. Either a two-pointer to tie or a three-pointer to win. You need a four-point or five-point play. That's the bottom line. And with just 4.7 left, correction, 4.5 left, I'm not sure that you can go ahead and make the two-pointer and then foul, because then Gilmore comes down at this end. You've got to take the ball the full length of the floor after a made free throw to get a bucket to get the game even. A three would win it in that situation. Well, the scoreboard clock has been modified to 4.0 seconds even to go in the game. All 10 players are lined up on the baseline below the Tiger basket. Gilmore Academy set to pitch it in play. It's 56-52 in favor of Gilmore Academy, which once led in this game 53-43. With about 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. But Gilmore Academy has stopped making field goals since. Three made free throws since that point in time. And Versailles has not been put away just yet. But the officials are at the scorer's table trying to re-correct the clock, and it's back to what was the initial set time after Gilmore Academy was given the ball to throw it in play. 5 seconds elapsed. 4.7 on the clock. 4.7. Tigers inbound. Low on the left. McElnowney. Driving layup. Good. No foul call. Timeout ruled. Tigers got the timeout immediately after the made goal by McElnowney, who dove into the lane, took the feed from Watron, stuck it in. We're down to 2.5 left. 2.2 came off the clock. What a play by McElnowney. A swan dive five-footer. And Gilmore Academy was smart not to foul. We still have 2.5 remaining. Tigers can hope for a five-second call again, an interception, a made bucket, a foul on a shot attempt. Gilmore Academy has not won this contest yet. 3.5 to go, says the clock. It had shown less than three. Now it's being modified to 3.3 seconds remaining. It is 56-54. What a sensational rally by Versailles in the waning moment of this game, the waning seconds of this game. And now Gilmore Academy has players spread all over the floor. That may be a wise move because Gilmore can heave it up beyond the center line. If somebody touches it, the clock will run. So Gilmore may just enter it a good 40, 50 feet up beyond center court. Six players lined up at the timeline, three from Gilmore, three from Versailles. Let's see if Versailles has a player guarding the thrower, the playmaker beneath the rim. That's Bond, and the tall Danielle Winter is on her. Lindsay Winter is checking Hillman down at the foul line at the other end, waiting for the TV timeout to conclude. The clock says 3 seconds to go. And Gilmore Academy is up by two. Here's a long midcourt heave. Intercepted by Watron. Watron throws it down the floor, and the ball game ends. Oh, the Versailles Tigers came so close. Watron with a pickoff. Camille Watron picked it off. Boy, the best bet at that point in time might have been two or three running steps and a 35 or 40-foot heave. She tried to drop it down to the foul line to a teammate. And time expired. Gilmore Academy survives. A thrilling two-point win by Gilmore, which did just exactly what I'd explained and what I thought Gilmore Academy would do. Make sure you don't throw it in underneath the Tiger basket. Get the ball well down the floor. Get it touched. That's what happened. But Versailles made the intercept, but did not get a shot away before the contest concluded. A thriller it wound up being here at the Schottenstein Center, with Versailles falling short, but 2 points, 56-54. This Naz Hillman, the super post player for Gilmore Academy, just a junior, she'll be back, along with Sarah Bond at guard, Emma Gurley off the bench. This team will be strong next year. Don't be surprised if Gilmore Academy is not in the state Final Four next season. Versailles Tigers, five seniors, only one senior starter. Count on Versailles being here as well next year. Who knows? These two clubs could hook up in a state semifinal or final in 2017-18. Gilmore Academy nips Versailles by two, 56-54. Our two Tigers teams from West Central Ohio, Jackson Center and Versailles, are clipped at the wire. Jackson Center lost the state semi to Waterford 37-35, and Versailles loses the state championship game to Gilmore Academy by a basket, 56-54. Versailles came on like gangbusters, outscoring Gilmore Academy 11-3 in the final 3.5 minutes of this game to close within two. Got the ball again on a steal just beyond the midcourt stripe. with just under three to play, but couldn't get the ball down the floor into shooting position. And the fourth quarter closed out with the Versailles Tigers falling short of Gilmore Academy, 56-54, in a real thriller. Heck of a game. A lot of credit to Versailles Tigers under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. Never did give up. Strategizing and making plays right down till the final tick went off the scoreboard. Versailles Tigers close out the year 27-3, or I should say 26-4. And Gilmore Academy with the state championship victory here today over the Versailles Tigers finishes the campaign with a mark of 26-5. I believe that's the overall record for Gilmore Academy. It's a very solid team as Gilmore, which beat Columbus Afrocentric fairly easily in the state semifinal yesterday by a count of 65-54, pulling away in the fourth quarter to get the job done. Rhett Gish alongside our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Versailles Tigers are receiving their state runner-up honors as the medals are being placed over the heads of the Lady Tigers. Cammy McElhaney trots out to the foul circle down to her right. Rhett will take a brief break from one of her fine sponsors. You pick out who it might be, perhaps LaCal Equipment. Let's take a 60-second break. Thanks to LaCal. Versailles comes up just 2 points shy, losing to Gilmore Academy today in the girls' Division III state championship contest, 56-54 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Gilmore Academy, closing out the year with an overall mark of 25-5, defeats the Versailles Tigers, who wind up with a mark of 26-4. The Ohio High School Athletic Association now is making an announcement about the Versailles Tigers' success over the years, and again here in the 2017 State Final Four. And the Ohio High School Athletic Association has just noted it's quite a family at Versailles. Six sets of sisters in the Versailles High School basketball program, including, of course, the two winners girls, Lindsay and Danielle, including the two McElhaney girls, Caitlin and Cammie. Versailles, state champs 2 years ago, back again here this season, falling just short of the mark, being nipped by Gilmore Academy, 56-54 final. We are awaiting on closing stats, and we'll share them with you momentarily. We have them now. Ohio High School Athletic Association has concluded its announcement, and the Versailles Tigers fans across the way in orange and black cheering on the Tiger players. Cammy McElhaney finished this game with 10 total points, 2 of 7 behind the arc, 2 of 2 at the stripe. Camille Watron was 3 of 5 behind the long line, 11 total points, 2 of 4 at the free throw line for Camille. Ellen Peters in this game wound up with 7 points. She made a big 3 late. She was 2 of 2 at the stripe. Elizabeth Ording also notched 7 points. Daniel Winter, with 13 points, 4 of 8 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the stripe for Sales, 18 of 53 total in field goals, 6 of 16 behind the arc, 12 of 18 from the free throw line. 4 of those misses came in the first 4 to 5 minutes of the fourth quarter when Gilmore Academy was able to widen its lead all the way out to 10. For Gilmore, Naz Hillman was an enormous force. 6'2 junior, plays like she's 6'4 or 6'5. She wound up with 17 total rebounds, 24 total points, 11 of 17 from the floor, only 2 of 7 at the free throw line. In fact, Gilmore was just 10 of 19 from the stripe. And the missed free throws by Gilmore very late enabled Versailles to claw back in it. Sarah Bond was 2 of 4 behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. She wound up with 10. Emily Kelly, the 3-point sharpshooter, she is the record holder in the state, boys and girls, for 3-point made shots in one season. And I think with the made field goals yesterday and today, wound up right at 100 makes for the entire year. Kelly, though, averaging 15 a game, was limited to 11. Versailles did a nice job on her. As I mentioned, 2 of 6 behind the arc, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She was 3 of 9 in all shooting field goals. Annika Corcoran scored 4 points, 0 for 1 behind the long line. Sydney Diedrich made a 3. She had 3 points. Emma Gurley came off the bench late with an important 3-pointer. She wound up with 4 total points. Rebounding, very even. You would have thought Gilmore would have had a much bigger advantage. It was just 56-54. Turnovers, 11 each. Gilmore did have 6 steals in the game. Gilmore Academy got the ball in around the rim a little more often than did Versailles, i.e. Naz Hillman, 11 for 17 shooting. Gilmore Academy wound up 20 of 42 for the day in field goals. 12-12 after one, 14-11. Versailles had the advantage in the second quarter to take a 26-23 halftime lead. Gilmore Academy cut it to 1, or I should say Gilmore Academy tied it at 37 at the end of 3. And then the fourth quarter saw Gilmore outscore Versailles 19-17 to win it, but 56-54. A moment ago, we were recapping our underwriting sponsors for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. A whole host of them. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. And Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com since last March when they joined. We can't thank them enough. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Rhett Gish alongside our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer Chuck McBee with family in Florida. Time now for our Clancy's Restaurant Star of the Game segment. For Sales Tigers, edged by Gilmore Academy, 56-54 in the state championship game. Danielle Winter sparkled. She had 8 rebounds, 13 points on 4 of 8 shooting. She was excellent down the stretch of the regular season and here in the tournament for Versailles. We'll give the honors to Danielle as she dropped in 13 points. Let's add Camille Watron to it, that pair. In fact, that was the pair yesterday. Danielle Winter, Camille Watron, winning the Clancy's honors here today. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jack Kramer back here at courtside at the Schottenstein Center as the OHSAA commissioner. Dan Ross was here today. He has been bothered by a major illness over the last year, and he has gotten better. Great sight to see. Dan Ross, commissioner, Ohio High School Athletic Association, back with us here today. Thanks so much. Good to see you, Dan. Thanks. What a happy, cheery face. Dan Ross, he looks just fine. He's weathered the storm, hopefully, and will be back on board full-time. In fact, he might very well be. I kind of doubt it, but he is here today. And he may very well be working his way back into the full-time position as commissioner of the OHSAA. Dave Gray from Western Ohio, Dark County, has been the interim commissioner for numerous months and has done an excellent job. Well, what a fantastic year it's been covering the Shelby County League, Sydney, Layman Catholic, Westminster, and Versailles in the Midwest Athletic Conference here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster and Layman, you may recall, made the football playoffs. Minster all the way to the state final as the Midwest Athletic Conference excelled in the postseason in 2016 once again in football. And what an amazing story. The Jackson Center girls won the state title in girls Division IV volleyball for the second straight year. Jackson Center also won sectional, district, and regional titles 2 years in a row in basketball, advancing to two straight Final Fours in hoops, only to lose a heartbreaker this past Thursday to Waterford on a buzzer beater. The seven seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers are going to be missed by everyone. And here on scoresbroadcast.com, I can tell you the Jackson Center seniors made covering high school basketball and volleyball so much fun, so exciting. Again, those Jackson Center seniors, Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, we wish them all the very best of luck. Outstanding student athletes, and they have given us great memories as a result of their experiences at Jackson Center. Now, the Rushi girls this year, fine season in basketball, led by seniors Maria Heron and Tiffany Hatcher. They won sectional and district championships and should be strong again next year. The fifth-ranked Minster girls, unbeaten in the Midwest Athletic Conference, league champs, advanced to the regional final, and will be strong again next year. Understand there's a good chance that the Minster girls might be Division III, not Division IV, and would likely be in the Northwest region. That's not official. Final numbers will be tallied over the next few months. Rushi and Fort Loramie girls teams should be very good next year. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins young. Bodkins will have experience back and will be extremely competitive. Rushi boys won their fourth straight Shelby County League crown this year. Anna boys were impressive, posting two big tournament victories. Jackson Center boys, behind their lone senior Brady Wildermuth, had a wonderful season again, winning a fifth sectional crown in 6 years. And the Fort Loramie boys, a sterling campaign, sectional and district titles, all the way to the regional before losing to Lima Perry, which won the regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena last night by a score of 57-44 over Cincinnati Christian. Looking ahead to next year, Ann and Fort Loramie boys could very well be the two favorites in the Shelby County League. In fact, they open the season on the first Friday of the 2017-18 campaign at Anna. The Versailles boys, wow, sensational year again. Top 10 in the AP poll all season long. Accomplished another outstanding season, 25-2, bowing out in the regional semis to Roger Bacon this past Wednesday. And, of course, all of that brings us to today, the final chapter of the Versailles Tigers 2016-17 season. Versailles was one win away today from the 2017 state title in Girls Division III. Gilmore Academy, unfortunately, 2 points better than Versailles, winning a thriller 56-54. So both of our Tigers teams lose here in the state Final Four by 2 points each. Jackson Center 37-35 to Waterford, and Versailles 56-54 to Gilmore Academy. We very well could have some district and regional and perhaps some state softball and high school baseball for you this spring. So keep abreast of our scorersbroadcast.com website. We'll have all the details for you, and we'll certainly cover important district, regional, and should teams advance state games on Scores Broadcast. We love baseball. Hope the weather warms up in a hurry and it becomes baseball season quickly. So many thanks to Roger McElDowney, principal at Versailles High School. He was on with us during the pregame. He is the father of Cammy McElDowney, junior on the varsity, and freshman Caitlin McElDowney, principal at Versailles, and he was the coach of the Jackson Center Tigers back in 1995 when the Tigers went 28-0 and won the state title that year. We had him on during the pregame for some insight about what goes on among coaches and players in the state Final Four weekend when you play games back-to-back on Friday and Saturday like Versailles did this year and like Jackson Center did back in 1995. So thanks so much to Roger McElDowney, principal at Versailles High School. Chuck McBee down in Florida will be with us next August when we kick off high school football, and he could very well be with us this spring if we do cover some high school baseball or softball. Rhett Gish is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Thanks, Rhett, so much. For Chuck down in Florida, for Rhett here at courtside, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University, where the Versailles Tigers have been edged at the wire by Gilmore Academy in the state championship game, 56-54.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.